With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really pleased now to be joined once again by Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga from the Mayor's Corner, from the Mayor's office in Gloucester. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to MSO, and I hope you had a quiet and peaceful Thanksgiving.
It was. First of all, I'm happy to be back on MSO. It's great to talk to you again. And, Thanksgiving was nice. I hope it was for you as well.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those nice holidays that I think most people can get into. Well, we got to start with the hard business, I guess, at first. I'm not going to get into anything specific because, as you well know, I'm a retired teacher. I know a lot of the people who are still teaching at the high school. But maybe just your reflections on the final settlement, the process, and heading into the future, where we stand as a city with respect to the contract negotiations between unions and the city.
Yeah, well, I mean, this was a very ugly process. 15 days of, let's say it was unpleasant, to say the least. And, in the end, we settled on a number that can work for us. It's going to be a difficult budget year. I've made no secret of that for the city as a whole. But what we settled on is, I think, a reasonable place to be now. The members of GAPE, the paraprofessionals, were well overdue for a correction, because they were their pay rate was abysmal, and what they were asking for we just could not do in a single contract. But it was significant, what they got. It ranged from 40% to 63%, or about $10,000 to $14,000 increases over the life of a 5-year contract. And we were able to get there. It's pretty much exactly what was on the table pre-strike. Except, I had met with some of the union heads, the GAPE and GTA, about, I think, the day before we actually finally settled, maybe a couple days before, and sent my finance people over to talk to the school's finance people and then to talk to the union finance people. And in the end, we were able to find a way to do a one-time payment of $2,000 per GAPE member starting in fiscal year 26-27. Mm-hmm. And, that one-time payment is something we can work with, because we know it's a one amount. It's not going to compound yearly. But what they had originally been asked for was significantly more than we could afford. Likewise with the teachers, we settled at a number that can work, to some degree with what we plan on having next year for revenue. But it's still a significant pay raise for the teachers as well. And, I wish we could pay every person who works for the city six figures minimum. But this is a start for those two bargaining units. And, there were things that happened during negotiations that were regrettable. I wish hadn't happened. I'll be very blunt. Them going outside my house protesting twice while my wife was home alone was kind of not cool. But now it's time for me, as the mayor, to try to unify the city to as best I can and look forward, and for the sake of our citizens, our staff, our students, and it's time to let bygones be bygones.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think as a resident of Gloucester, I must say it looks to me like, given all that other stuff that is in the past now, it looked to me like that contract is really beneficial for the people who wanted that. But also, it makes the city look good and willing to do that. So it looks to me like it is, despite all the ugliness, as you pointed out, it does to me look like a win-win. So I think everybody is in a good place and time to move forward is how I'd put it.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, I personally would love to have given them a lot more than we did, but the fact is, it's just not in the cards with what we anticipate for revenues in this coming year and, the economic uncertainty. But it's something, as I said, we can work with, and hopefully in the next contract we can get closer to what the paras truly deserve.
What's the length of this contract? Is it 3 or 4? How long is it?
4 for teachers, I'm pretty sure, and 5 for the paras.
Okay. All right. So we don't have to worry about that for a while. That's good. All right. Let's move on. You have given us updates about the comprehensive plan, and I assume we're going to get another one here at the end of the year.
Yes. So this fall, we completed several technical working sessions, that help to refine the preliminary recommendations that we talked about in the past and look at gaps in the recommendations and the priority strategies and new recommendations. So we're getting ready to launch a public survey in January to gather some more feedback on the updated strategies and recommendations. And the reason we didn't want to go out now with the holidays is because we want to make sure that people are fully able to fully engage and participate. So in January, the team will get out again, the community development team, and start to promote the survey and update the community on the plan as we move forward. But, you know, it was this is Plan 2000 that we're working off of that started in 1999. So it's 25 years in the making, but, you know, we're not going to rush it just because it's 25 years since the last one. But this was a goal of mine when I was running for office the first time, and this will be, I sound like a broken record, this will be the blueprint for the next 5 to 10 years for city government and then city as a whole. So I hope people will participate. You know, it's nothing etched in stone. These are recommendations, a snapshot at the time of completion, and obviously events that happen in the future will determine which goals we can actually achieve. But we need this on paper and help us move ahead and make the best city we can.
Well, when you say you sound like a broken record, that's what teachers do, Greg. We have to keep repeating things. It's the nature of the beast. Let me ask you about December in Gloucester. Stuff is going on all year long. There is a new director, executive director over at Discover Gloucester. What's happening that you can talk about, maybe some of the good stuff this month in the city?
Sure, I've got a list in front of me. So we've got the winter lights on Cape Ann. That's where local businesses across the Cape participate in this event, decorating their storefronts with creative displays. And it all kicked off last Saturday for Small Business Saturday. So be sure to get out, your listeners, get out and check out the decorations and visit the businesses and spend some money to help, you know, give a shot in the arm to downtown. What's today? Today's the 3rd. So the 5th, a couple of days from now, as we record this on December 5th, we will have Ladies' Night, always a great opportunity for people to go out and shop and find gifts right here on Main Street and beyond. Cops and Kids has their Santa visit coming up on Saturday the 7th. That's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Community Impact Unit next to the Old Y on Middle Street. And then Men's Night hits on December 12th, again down Main Street. And another cool thing, the Middle Street Walk will be on December 14th, so you can check out some of the old houses, historic places, as well as City Hall. There's great stuff to see here. And I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do the tours of the bell tower, but as long as the wind is okay, we should be able to. And then later that night, from 4 to 6, is the Lobster Trap tree lighting, again down at Harbor Loop, near the down near Sullivan Jacobs, near the Harbor Master's office. And you recall last year, it was really ramped up to a total of 400 traps to celebrate the commemorate the 400th anniversary. So it's again 400 traps. I don't know if it's complete yet. It was pretty close to it, so people can get a sneak peek and drive by and take a look at it. But it's a great tradition here in a new location, and I think last year went really well, and I'm sure this year and beyond is going to be just as exciting.
Sounds fun. Anything else you want to mention, Mr. Mayor?
No, I mean, we're coming to the end of the year. We'll have some sort of year-end, early in January, a year-end a recap presentation before the City Council to talk about some of the things that have happened, some of the projects around town, status updates, you know, including the Legion, the library, the police station, et cetera. But I just want to make sure everybody knows that for me and everybody here at the City Hall, that wishing them a happy holiday season, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever you're celebrating. Just I hope you have a great time with your family and friends, and I plan on doing the same.
Happy holidays to you. That's the Mayor of Gloucester, Greg Virga, with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.